We are deeply concerned by the situation in South Kivu, particularly with credible reports that the M23 is moving rapidly towards the city of Bukavu. In addition, our colleagues in the peacekeeping mission say that there are reports of Rwandan defense forces cross-border movements in that direction. Clashes are continuing to be reported between the M23 and the Congolese armed forces and allied forces south of Minova in South Kivu. As a reminder, peacekeepers withdrew from South Kivu province in June of last year. Today, our colleagues are also concerned about humanitarian security risks, particularly inter-ethnic conflict in the absence of UN peacekeeping forces in that area. In Goma, which is in North Kivu province, the situation remains tense and volatile, with occasional shooting continuing within the city. Water and electricity have been off for almost a week, and unexploded ordnance remains a serious obstacle to freedom movement of people, humanitarians, and peacekeepers. The mission was able, however, to take a few reconnaissance patrols yesterday within the city to begin the process of assessing damage and number of peacekeeping positions were able to be resupplied. The airport runway in Goma sustained significant damage in the recent fighting and remains non-operational. The peacekeeping mission is obviously operating in an extremely challenging environment and is being tested. However, their priorities remain the protection of the many civilians sheltering within its premises, as well as the protection of its own personnel and assets. Meanwhile, the mission leadership is multiplying engagements on the political front, pushing towards a cessation of hostilities. Our colleagues at the Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs say our partners are beginning to move around the city of Goma to assess the damage to their warehouses in the wake of looting. Aid organizations plan to resume provision of humanitarian aid tomorrow with the capacity and stocks available, obviously, if the security situation permits this. Today, the local Congolese Red Cross, with the support of the International Committee of the Red Cross, continued to remove numerous corpses throughout Goma to mitigate public health issues.